This is 5 After the Hour by Les Weinrot. Begin with melody, add harmony. Now, sweep the bows across the strings, play the brass figures. This is the theme. Music for 5 After the Hour is the original composition of Frank Smith. The orchestra is under the direction of Cesar Petrillo. This is the play. Foxhole conversation piece.
Missed.
Don't let it eat you. We got them Japs holed in. They can't stay in that cave forever, and the only place they got to go is out. When they move, we get them.
And if we move, they get us. This stinks.
For a guy with your education, Twist, you got very little imagination. Stinks what everybody says.
The Forgotten War.
Huh?
I said the Forgotten War. This.
Oh.
The Philippines are secure. Japan expects a landing on her islands any day now. And we're waiting to smoke out a handful of Japs on Luzon.
So?
Nothing, forget it.
Okay.
I know what you mean, Twist.
Glad you do, Bobo. I'm not sure myself anymore.
I sure wish you two guys were normal. All the time talking and only half talking. Why don't you guys cut it out?
Sorry, Hank.
Have a nice meeting with your ancestors.
Maybe the rest of them will surrender now.
They'll stay there and keep us here until we get them all. They got no brains. They ain't human.
We know.
I'm hungry. You guys ever get to wondering about how real food tastes? Okay, I'll shut up. Itch.
If you don't pull your seat down, you'll get scratched, but good.
There.
They still got grenades.
They still got everything.
They're bound to run out. Sometime.
Sure.
Hey, Twist.
Yeah?
What's the date today? I mean, back home.
4th.
That's what I thought.
Hey, have you gone nuts?
It's the 4th, ain't it?
Have you got it out of your system?
Lay off, will you? I'm sorry.
Forget it.
When I was a kid, we used to set off a string of firecrackers under the old man's bed. Right at daybreak. Put them in a tin pan. Made a hell of a racket. Then, the old man, he'd get up and go to the window and fire off his .38. Waked everybody in the neighborhood.
We always had a picnic. The whole family, cousins and all. Drove out to Elmwood. Took Grandma along. She always had to have a rocking chair. Used to strap it on the trunk rack.
Close. I went on a picnic with my grandmother once. Wasn't much fun.
How come?
My governess made all the arrangements.
Oh.
Whole clan used to gather. Dad and my uncles would set up a keg of beer. They play softball in the morning, poker in the afternoon.
My old lady never approved of poker. I never write her that I play.
Did they have a parade in your town, Hank?
Sure. Old Major Morgan, he led it, was the marshal. Used to rent a horse from Martin's Ice Company. We kids all knew the horse. Horse knew us. Used to make the major mad when we'd call out at him.
We had a parade. Down Main, Over to 5th. Then out to Warner's Park. Had fireworks in the evening.
So'd we. Always ended up with a batch of skyrockets and a big scene in fireworks.
Like the sinking of the Maine?
Uh-uh. Picture the president and the flag. Last.
Have races in the afternoon?
Sure. Three-legged race, sack race, peanut race, all of them.
Uh-huh.
I won a catcher's mitt once. Left it overnight at 5 points. Rained. Stuffing came out and ruined the pocket.
Bill's outfit.
Uh-huh.
Only part I didn't like was the speeches. Old lady made me listen. I used to sneak away when I got the chance. Mayor always talked. And some big shot from out of town.
My sister used to recite the preamble to the Constitution. Then the band would play and we'd salute the flag.
The mayor was a big flannel mouth. Used to get red in the face and pound the table. Drank nearly a whole pitcher of ice water. One time he got so excited he knocked the microphone down. Sure made a hell of a crash in the loudspeakers.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union...
Ain't that the Declaration of Independence?
Preamble to the Constitution. Didn't you guys have to learn it?
Sure, but nothing like that ever stays with me.
Me either. I'd learn the stuff just long enough to say it when I had to. Then I'd forget it. You remember the rest of it, Twist?
Establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility... Where'd those come from?
The hill.
First time any fire came from there. Think they moved?
I don't know.
If they got around to the hill, it ain't healthy here.
What do you mean here?
I'm gonna see if I can draw their fire.
Take it easy, Twist. We got nothing but time.
Right. They're there, they're there.
Hold your fire unless they answer.
Okay.
Get word to Bill's outfit. You guys...
Who told you to be a hero?
Maybe if we hold out here...
We can't. I can pour it right down on us. I'm going to get to Bill.
Let's hike hard for it.
I'm going.
I thought this was supposed to be a citizen's army.
You guys start shooting. Keep them occupied.
Okay.
I'll wait another 5 minutes. Sun would be right over the hill then.
Maybe something will happen meanwhile.
Yeah. Maybe something will happen.
We'll sweat it out. That's all that'll happen. I'll get to Bill and his outfit will cross back of the hill.
Uh-huh. What?
Nothing. Just had a funny thought. Thinking about those Joes that fought in the Revolution.
What about them?
You know the pictures we had in our history books? Like Washington crossing the Delaware and the Spirit of 76?
And the one about Valley Forge, where they're standing around the fire? What about them?
I just had a screwy thought. Never thought of those guys being guys like us.
What do you mean, guys like us? What do you mean, guys like us?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain. You see a picture in a history book. The guy's dead now, see?
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing's dead. Like in a movie. They're supposed to be real. But you know they're actors. These guys in the pictures in the history books. They were kind of like actors. I mean, they weren't real. Till now.
You're growing up, Hank.
What do you mean, growing up?
I mean, you're seeing history in the right perspective for the first time.
You don't make any more sense than Hank.
Go ahead, Twist.
No, you finish.
Okay. I'm laying here thinking about the 4th of July. That takes me back to school. To Miss Werner. I had her in 6th grade. She spoiled history for me. Used to pour it on. Dates, 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 dates. And then, I get to thinking about the book we had. It had brown covers. It was a big book. Charlie Larson hit me over the head with one once. Nearly knocked me out. I get to remembering the pictures in it. The guys never looked human. They were so lousy noble looking. They're funny uniforms and all. And then all of a sudden it hits me. They were Joes like us. They were GIs just like us.
Never thought of it like that. Sure. Sure, they had to be. Why didn't they teach us that, Twist? Why'd they tell us that?
Maybe you can't tell a little kid things like that so he'll understand them. And maybe after this war, they will tell him. Tell him that in every war, it was always a bunch of young guys. Guys who'd never been away from home before, for the most part. Guys who did the ordinary things kids did in whatever year they were born. Guys who got homesick for their mothers. Guys who had sweethearts. And wives. And kids.
To think of them guys in the Revolutionary Army. Guys like us.
They were like us in Caesar's legions.
All GIs are GIs anytime.
And all wars are alike in the fighting. It's always for a little patch of ground. A few yards, a few feet.
Like the hill there.
Like the hill there. And they're fought for the same things, pretty much. One bunch of guys decides to push the people around. People take so much pushing, and then they get mad. And when they get mad, they start fighting the guys that are pushing them around. That's war.
And the guys fighting it. They're always laying on the ground. And they're always dirty. And they're always hungry.
It ain't real hunger. I mean, it ain't like when you're home.
They sure ain't got the range.
Sun's in their eyes. Give me a couple of minutes and open fire. Stay put for about a half an hour.
And okay, then... Twist. Do good.
Thanks.
Tell Billy still owes me $1.35.
I'll tell him.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Went to college and all, didn't he?
Couple of them.
How come he didn't try for a commission?
Turned it down.
Oh.
Got a wife and two kids.
I know.
Good soldier.
Yeah.
Doing okay. So far.
Time for us to...
Can you see?
No.
What do we do?
We stay put.
But Twist...
We stay put.
Okay. Hank?
Yeah?
Can you see anything?
No.
Maybe that was Bill's outfit.
You know damn well that was Twist.
I know.
Think we ought to try him out?
No sense to it now. Twist either made it or...
Yeah. Either he did or... I almost wish those rats would make a bonsai charge. Waiting. Bearing down on the same place.
Yeah.
Well, give it back to him, Twist. Give it back to him.
How come he don't shoot?
He must have got through. He got through to Bill. That's how come.
We wait another couple of minutes and then we...
Twist said to stay put.
Twist out there.
How do you know?
I don't know how, but he's out there. They got him. Why do they keep pouring it on that one spot for?
You just said the reason why. Because Twist is out there. Come on. From the cave and the hill.
Uh-huh.
Lay still till they simmer down. Now...
This way.
Right. But keep behind this patch.
Okay.
Closer.
Still peppering that one spot.
Now.
Look.
Twist. They hit him. Lay low.
A twist.
We don't do him any good if we draw any more fire to where he's laying.
Okay.
Now, try to crawl without moving anything.
And this stuff?
Try.
He lost a lot of blood. Yeah, that'd be fine. No. Wonder if...
Shut up. Provide for the common defense. Promote general welfare.
I hear him.
We're coming, Twist.
Promote general welfare. Promote some over here. Gentlemen, the Continental Congress.
Who's he talking to?
The gentleman from Pennsylvania, Mr. Franklin. Proposes an appropriation of general welfare for the purpose of sustaining life in the body of one Sergeant Twist.
He's out of his head.
The blessings of liberty, the Commonwealth of Virginia. The motion to bestow the blessings of liberty on Sergeant Twist.
It's okay, Twist. We're here.
It's us. Hank and Bobo.
Mr. Jefferson. Mr. Hancock. How good of you.
Shoulder. Left leg.
In the guts. Right in the guts.
Medic, we got...
In the guts, I tell you.
Philadelphia? I can tell you about Philadelphia. I can tell you the whole story. How it's gonna happen. We're gonna win. Clean the last chap out of Philadelphia.
Oh, God.
The people. The people. Ask the people what they want.
Steady, Twist. Take it easy.
Easy? It's not easy. Nothing's ever easy. And this is important. The hill, they called it Bunker Hill. Assemble the members of the Congress. Read the preamble, if you will, please, Mr. Hancock. We, the people of the United States, we, the people, means all the people. You know them, Mr. Jefferson, and you, Mr. Franklin, and you, General. Speak up. Tell them that all the people means little and big, rich and poor, black and white, and shades in between. Tell them that it means Christian and Jew and freethinker. You must tell them.
We'll tell them, Twist.
We'll tell them. Just like you said, Twist.
Mother. Mother. The hill. They've worked up there. Mother. Take care of Bobo and Hank.
She hears you, Twist.
Establish justice. That's important, Mr. Hayes. Without justice, you're without. order to form a more perfect union. Get that, Bobo? More perfect union. You gotta keep trying. Keep working at it. You can't relax. Ensure domestic tranquility. Domestic tranquility. That's fancy for a happy home. That's why we've got to clear the hill. God bless her happy home. Provide the common defense. That means defend yourself far away so you can be safe in your happy home. Clear the hill out here on Luzon. That's the common defense. And secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Posterity. Little Paula and Billy. Daddy's gone a-hunting. A-hunting for the blessings of liberty. Daddy'll bring them home. Daddy'll bring home the blessings of liberty for you kids. And they'll be yours. The beautiful, wonderful blessings of liberty. They'll sparkle like diamonds. And shine like gold. And they'll make you laugh and make you happy. The blessings of liberty. Sign here, gentlemen. Sign here for justice and the common defense, the general welfare, and the blessings of liberty. Sign here for the people of the United States. Sign here. The ink is warm. And do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Sign here.
Foxhole Conversation piece was written, directed, and produced by Les Weinrot and starred Johnny Coons in the role of Twist, Ralph Camargo in the role of Bobo, and Norman Gottschalk in the role of Hank. Original music was composed by Frank Smith, and the orchestra was under the direction of Cesar Petrillo. Five After the Hour was originated in the studios of WBBM Chicago and will be heard at this same time next Wednesday night. Ken Nordine speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.